Start again from Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, bottom. Ein shol im shnei dvarim ke'echod, im shol ein lachzir nela echod. Don't ask about the two things from the Urim V'Tumim at the same time, and if you did ask two things, you only get answered for the first one. The ein lachzir nela rishon, shenemar, hayas giruni bali ki'ilu biyado, hayered shol, Yom Rashem Yerit. We're bringing a raya to the opposite of what we just said. Right here, he has two things. Right, Hayas Giruni Bale Keila and Hayerit Shol. And what was the answer on the second one? Yerit. Well, Amr Sein Machzir Nel Rishon. So it says David Shol Shelo Keseder. Zero Keseder. And Echadami. David Amelech asked in the wrong order. So his second thing was really first, his first thing was second, and they only answered him for the one that should have been first. The Kivan Shiyoda Shishol Shaloka Seder Chazar Vishal Kaseder. And once he realized that he asked in the wrong order, he re-asked it in the right order. Shinemar Hayaz Giru Bale Kilo, see, this Anoshai Biyad Shol, Vayom Rashem Yaz Giru. And then he asked it again, and he asked one thing, and he asked about the, is he going to be given into the hands of Shaul? Rashi. Shnei dvarim ke'echot. Ela la'achar she'shivu la'arishon shol la'asheni. Ask each one separately. Shalok ha'seder. Hoya la'li shol ha'yered shol ha'yas giruni. Right? He should have asked in the opposite order. First, is Shaul going to go, and am I going to be put in his hands? They answered him, therefore, on the one that was supposed to be asked first. Okay. V'imhutzrach hadover l'shnayim, machzirin l'shnayim. And Rashi, v'imhutzrach l'shnayim, kigon, shahaya hadover nochut, v'ein shos l'hamtin, Gon ha erdov ha asigenu de kit de tziklug. Right, where David had to ask two things and there was no time to ask them separately. Then, with the evid like, you could ask both together. And the answer on both of them. Shene'emar vayishol David b'ashem le'mor ha erdov acharei hagedud hazeh ha asigenu. It was an immediate necessity to know both things. Should I go and will I be successful? Vayomer lo redof ki haseg tashig v'hatzel tashel. Both things were answered. V'afal pi shegzeres navi chozeres, gzeres urim v'tumim eino chozeres. Even though a navi, when he is menabe something bad that's going to happen, it could change. Like by Yonah, Rashi says, right? Yonah prophesied something was bad was going to happen to Nineveh, and they did tshuva and it changed. So a bad thing that a Navi says can change for the good. By the Urim V'Tumim it doesn't change. And I don't remember who, one of the Mepharshim says, the reason it doesn't change, of the Abarbanel, which I really don't understand. The Abarbanel says the Urim V'Tumim is questions of immediate need. So that something's going to change, that somebody's going to do tshuva immediately, is rare. Now, Shenki, the Navi usually is menabe things for a long term. And then the chances of doing tshuva are greater, so it changes. Now, there's nothing intrinsically different between the Urim V'Tumim coming out with something negative or bad and the Navi. They're basically the same. Since the Navi is long term, the chances of it changing are greater than the Urim V'Tumim, which are short term. Not Mashma the Gemara like that. It's Mashma the Gemara that it's the Urim V'Tumim doesn't change, clearly. Shenemar the Mishpat Ha'uri. It's a Mishpat, that's it, finished. Lama Nikra Shman Urim V'Tumim. Why is it called Urim V'Tumim? Urim Shemeirim Estivrehem, Tumim Shemashlimim Estivrehem. Right, Rashi. Shenemar Nigzeris Navi Choseres, Kagon Shalyona Ben Amitai. Shenemar b'mishpat k'din sheino chozer. Like a din, it doesn't change. Shemeirim es divreim, mefarshim es divreim. They explain their words. That's just meirin, right? It enlightens. That's mashlimes dev kiramornes engzei rosh mechozeres. And mashlimin means it fulfills. It carries out its word. The words are carried out. It's not chozer. The Vilna Gaon learns a different pshat in meirim and mashlimin. Says there are two different qualities to the urim the tumim. One is the letters themselves light up. And it doesn't necessarily mean they light up literally, but they light up in the eyes of the Kohen, right? Or they only light up to a Kohen who can see Baruch HaKodesh. Two ways of learning. One, they actually light up. Anybody can see them. But they don't. Doesn't work unless you're a Kohen who has Ruach HaKodesh. Or you can only see it, Baruch HaKodesh. Nobody else sees it. Only the Kohen sees it. So first the letters light up. Then that's called the Urim. The Tumim then is a different koach that the Kohen looks again at the letters and they assemble themselves in the right order. First they light up in their order on the Choshen, and then they assemble themselves, Mashlimim, into an order of words. And the Vilna Gaon says that's why by Chana, Eli looked at the Urim the Tumim, and he saw the letters light up, Shin Chof Reish Hei. So he assumed that she was a Shikora. But really the truth is that they weren't assembled properly. The Urim he got, but the Tumim he didn't get. And really should have said Kishero or Kisora. But he read it as Shikora, same letters. Mar says, Vim Tomer Begivas Binyamin, Mipnei Ma Lo Hishlimu. Right, lechora by givas b'nei binyamin. The way Rashi learns, hishlimu means they didn't, they weren't fulfilled. Right, they changed. Heim shelo bichnu im lenatseach im lehinatseach uvachron shebichnu hiskimu. Right, in the beginning they didn't know whether they asked about going into battle. Right, and they asked 3 days in a row, and the first 3 days they were routed. And the last day they were successful. And they didn't, they weren't careful to ask, are we going to go in battle and be routed, or are we going into battle to win? So it wasn't that the Urim V'Tumim wasn't fulfilled. They themselves didn't ask the question, or didn't understand the answer properly. See Rashi. Lo Hishlimu, Sh'omru Aleihem, B'Shnei Yomim Arishonim, Alu, Eila V'Naflu. Right, the first 2 days they asked about going into battle, and they were told to go, and they were unsuccessful. So you see that the Urim V'Tumim were not mashlim. Right, they went into battle, they were unsuccessful. They were told to go into battle, stam to be successful. So where it says, Heim shelo bichnu Urim V'Tumim lo pirshu lohem b'shnei yom rishonim alu v'atzlichu. Now, the answer they got, they didn't understand. They got the answer to go into battle, but not that they were going to be successful. Right? Only on the third day were they told alu vehitzlichu, ela alu elav im lenatzeach lim lehinatzeach. The Urim V'Tumim told them, go into battle. That you have to do, and the outcome was not predicted by the Urim V'Tumim. Ba'achrona pirshu lahem ki makra etnenu biyadecha. Only by the third day did the Urim V'Tumim say clearly, go into battle and you'll be successful. Shneimar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron omed lefanav bayomim mahem lemar haosef od latzeis lebuchama im bnei binyamin achi im echdal vayomer Hashem alu ki mocher et nenu biyadecha. Right, on the third day they asked, should they go fight against Binyamin and will be they successful, and they were answered talk of both things, but here was a case where you needed both things at the same time. But the first 2 days, they just asked, should we go into battle? They assumed the answer was going to be dependent on if they're going to be successful or not. The answer just was go. Right? And then they weren't supposed to be successful. Ketzad Naaseis, how did it work? The Urim V'Tumim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Boltos. Right? Rabbi Yochanan says that the letters stuck out, and here again with what's it called, they lit up. Reish Lakish Omer Mitztarfos. Reish Lakish says that they then got together, they formed the words. And like we said before, according to the Vilna Gaon, both things were there, and one was called the Urim, they lit up, and then the Tumim, they got together and made words. Morris says, how could that be? There wasn't enough letters. Well, Oksiv Tzadi, and the Gra points out, nor a Kuf. There was no Tzadik, no Kuf, no Tzadik, Ches, and Tes. All those letters were missing from the names of the Shvatim. So if they had to spell a word that had any of those letters in it, it didn't work. Amrav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov Ksiv Shem. So it was written on the Choshen, also Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov. So there was a Tzadik, and a Kuf, and a Ches, in Yitzchak. There's still one letter missing, Tes. And in Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, there's no Tes. Yaakov, Shifte Yishurun, Ksiv Shom. Our Gemara says Shifte Yishurun, the Yerushalmi says Shifte Yisrael, and the Rambam says it said Shifte Ka. So the Rambam learned that since in Yerushalmi it says Shifte Yisrael, and he says Shifte Yishurun, and you didn't need the letters either of Yishurun or Yisrael, that's Lav Dafka. So he held it said Shifte Ka on it, and the Iker is the word Shifte. You needed a Tes, because you had all the other letters with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And this, the Machlokas, how exactly it was written. According to some, I think the Rambam learns, that above Ruvain and the Choshen was written Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. And below Binyamin was written Shifte Yah. So they were written together, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shifte Ka, one before the beginning of the names and one at the end. That's how the Rambam learns. And others learn that these letters were interspersed amongst all the other letters. So it came out that there were six letters for every stone. So Reuven had five letters, so the letter Aleph was added after Reuven for Avram. Right? Shimon also had five letters, so the Beis was put after the Nun of Shimon, the Beis of Avram. Levi only had three, so Resh Hamem was added to his name, the last three letters of Avram, and so on. So in the end, every single stone had six letters on it, and they spelt out all the names of the Shvatim, plus Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shifte Yishurun. Meshve, Kol Kohen Sheinu Medaber Baruch HaKodesh, Ushchina Shoro Allah, Ein Shoalim Bo. Shari Shol Tzodik Vosolo, Ev Yosor Velo Osolo. Shenemar Vayalev Yosor Ad Tom Kol Ha'om. Where it says, Siyu Ahavi Misayeya Bahadayu. I want to ask the Chora, if the stones lit up and reassembled themselves, right, the letters, then would you have to be a Kohen who's Medaber Baruch HaKodesh? So Mora says that it only helped, right, the Kohen is Medaber Baruch HaKodesh, if he was a Kohen Kosher, was Roy, Lishro, Shchina, then the letters would light up. They wouldn't light up for somebody who wasn't Roy, Medaber Baruch HaKodesh. But you didn't need the Ruach HaKodesh to see it. That's one way of learning. The other way is that you only saw it if you were calling Medaber Baruch HaKodesh. It lit up, but only lit up in Nevuah. Didn't light up much to call physically. Rashi. Lok Shiv Tzadik, Bechol, Boltos. Boltos. Haosios Boltos. They stuck out. They illuminate. Going Ayin Mishimon, Lamed Milevi, Hey Miyehuda, Lomar Alei. Letter I and Lam and Hey lit up, and you knew it meant Alo. The Chol Achas Eino Zozim Mimkoma, Ela Boltos Mimkoma, Vahum Etzarfan. They lit up in their place, and the Kohen had to put them together. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said that Mitzarfan, that the letters themselves reassembled. And like we said, the name of the Vilna Gaon, there was both things. First they lit up, then they reassembled. Behalok Siv Tzadi, Behol Ashvatim. Right, you see from here the letter is a tzadi, not a tzadik, but it represents a tzadik. All the shvatim is no tzadi. The imzorich lakagon v'hatzel tatzil meheichen ba. If you needed it in the answer, where did you get the tzadi? And again, there's four other letters. There's no kates and chait are missing. Tzadik, kuf, and ches and tes. Those letters are missing. The famous medrash The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu looked at the names of the Shvatim, and he saw there was no Chet, Ches and Tes, so he said, I'll tell him when the Ketz is. And then he saw there's no Kuf and Tzadik either, the Ketz isn't there either. And we like to explain that it's not a bad thing, Ketz is Moshiach, it will come in his proper time, in the deadline. But it could come before the deadline. So the names of the Shvatim, if they'll just bring out their names, they won't have to be a Ketz, we won't have to wait till the end. Shari Shalt Tzadok, Shehoyah David Boreach Bivnei Avshalom, when David was running away from Avshalom, so Tzadik HaKohen was asked with the Urim V'Tumim, and didn't work out. And Avyasar asked, and it did work out. Shenemer Vayal Avyasar Atom Kolam Lavor, V'Tanya V'Seder Olam, V'Shal B'Urim V'Tumim, V'Lo also Lo. By Avyasar, no, by Avyasar, he wasn't successful. The Nistalik Min HaKohuna. And he was taken away from the kahuna because of this. Shenemar vayal of Yosser. Minitoni, the boy, Kohen, Hamidaba Baruch HaKodesh, Alma lo boltos, lo mitzarfos hayu. If you need a Kohen, it's Midaba Baruch HaKodesh, then obviously the letters didn't light up, because they lit up. What do you need a Kohen, it's Midaba Baruch HaKodesh. Dimkein, lomali Ruch HaKodesh. Siyuahu Messayeya, Kohen, Bahadi Urim Vitumim. Hilkach, im Kohen, Kosher Hoya, the Roy, Lisho, Shin Olav, Osios Boltos, O mitzarfos, Al Yodo, Kishinisholimbo. The Imlav, lo boltos, lo mitzarfos. So Rashi learns that if the Kohen wasn't Roy, Ladaba, Baruch HaKodesh, the letters didn't light up and didn't reassemble. And others learn, the Legol learns that he saw it bin Nevuah. So you needed to be Ladaba, Baruch HaKodesh to be able to see it. Who, are we there yet? The Ein Sholim El Melech, Minoni Mili, how do you know that only a Melech can ask the Urim V'Tumim? Right, in the presence of a Beis Din, Amar Avod, Amar Krov, Lifnei Alosar Hakohen Yamod, V'Shoal Lo B'Mishpat HaUrim. Right, it says Hu Zemelech. Right, Hu V'Chol B'nei Yisrael. That's the end of the pasuk. Right, V'Lifnei Alosar Hakohen Yamod, V'Shoal Lo B'Mishpat HaUrim. Hu V'Chol B'nei Yisrael. Hu, that's a Melech. V'Chol B'nei Yisrael Ito Zemashuach Melchama. The Chol Ha'edo Zu Sanhedrin. The Beis Din also has to be there. Who's a Melech? The Habi Yoshua Mishtoi Kroh. It's talking about Yoshua, and he was the Melech. The Chol B'nei Yisrael Ito. Misha Kol B'nei Yisrael Ito. Lots of Yisrael Mechol Ma'achra. And Kol B'nei Yisrael Ito doesn't mean that all of Klal Yisrael have to stand there by the Urim V'Tumim. It means somebody that all B'nei Yisrael depend on, which is the Meshuach Mechama. Hadron Lech Bola Koin Gadol. Hadron Lech Bola Koin Gadol. Hadron Lech Bola Koin Gadol. What? By Eli, she never really asked. He looked at the Urim V'Tumim. It wasn't somebody asking the Urim V'Tumim. Right? There's a question to ask, but the Kohen Gadol himself could use the Urim V'Tumim. But if somebody came to ask the Urim V'Tumim, it had to be a Melech or whatever, a Shailet, that it was only, the Rambam says, had a yes or no answer, even though the answer was given more specific. But it had to have a yes or no answer, and it had to be Letzorech of Klal Yisrael. But by Eli, nobody asked the Urim V'Tumim. He just looked at it to see what was going on. Okay. Yom HaKippur Moser Bachilu V'Shtir V'Chitzo V'Shicha V'Nilas HaSandal V'Tash Meshamita V'Hamelech V'Akala Yirchatzu Espeneihem V'Achaya Tinos HaSandal Divrei B'Lezer. Right. Yom Kippur is Oser with five things. Achila and Shtir was considered one. Rechitza, washing. Sicha is anointing with oil. Ne'ilas, a sandal, wearing leather shoes. V'tash mishamita, and marital relations. The hamelech v'akala yirchatzu espeneihem, a melech who always has to be presentable. Melech be yofyo sechazene necha. And akala has to be, the first 30 days, needs to get chibuv by her husband. That's when it's crucial to set the chavivus in the eyes of her husband. They're allowed to wash their face on Yom Kippur. V'achaya, and a woman who just gave birth is allowed to wear shoes. Divrei B'lezer. The chachamim hold that even these cases are awesome. Ha'ochel kikoseves hagasa, a person who eats the shear of a date, a thick date. Kamoa v'kigari nasa, it and its pit, Vashosim molilugma, if you drink molilugma is the amount of liquid you can put in your cheek and fill up one cheek. Chai. Then you're chai. Kol ha'ochle mitstarif from the kokseves, all foods are mitstarif to that shear. Kol ha'mashke mitstarif from the molilugma, and all liquids are mitstarif to molilugma. Ha'ochle v'shosei mitstarifim, but food and liquid are not mitstarif since they have a different shear. So if you eat half a koseves and half Moli Lugmov together, right, not chayiv. Rashi Yom HaKippur Moshe B'Achila V'Shtiyah Mefarish B'Gmara D'Chol Hani Ikru Idui. The Torah doesn't say not to eat. Torah says V'Nisim Es Nafshu Sefer. All these things are called Inui. The Gabi Yom HaKippurim Hei Inuyim Ksivi. Five times it says the word Inui. The Hani Hei Havu D'Shtiyah B'Chlal Achila. These are five because Achila and Shtiyah are considered one. Melech darko v'shivcho lios noe. It's proper for a melech to always be presentable. Shenemar melech b'yofyo sechazena inecho. V'akala tzricha noe ad shetichadev al baila. Kala needs to set the foundation of finding favor in the eyes of her husband. The first 30 days are crucial. The chosh loshim yom l'chuposa hi kruya kala. For the kala the first 30 days. V'achaya yoledes. Woman who just gave birth. Kino sasandol, shatsina koshala. Because walking barefoot, right, without proper leather shoes is not healthy for a woman who just gave birth. Divra belezer, akulu koi, melech v'kala v'chaya. And the Chachamim argue on all of them. They hold that even these are asr. Okay. Asr, on the shkori, so, what do you mean, Yom HaKippurim, asr? Mashis asr. But it's not asr, it's chayiv. It says should have said Yom HaKippurim Chayev, right? If you eat, drink, or whatever, why did it say Osir? Okay, just like in the end it says Vashosim Mali Lugmav Chayev. Should have said Chayev, Chayev Kores. Am Rabbi Ilo Yisem Rabbi Yirmiyo Lo Nitzrucho Ela Lachatzi Shir. This halach of Osir is Lagabe Chatzi Shir. Okay, first of all, before we go on, this idea of the Hey Inuyim. Some Rishonim learn that they're all min HaTorah, and others learn that only Achil and Shtir are min HaTorah, and the other ones only Drabanan, and it's an Asmachta to learn out five Inuyim. But min HaTorah only Achil and Shtir Asr. As we go through the sugyas, we'll discuss if they're Asr min HaTorah, Asr with the Drabanan, or maybe another way of learning, because we'll see that there are a lot of things that are mutter, besides eating and drinking. That lechora, if they're asr min haTorah, how, why should they be mutter? If they're asr d'rabbanan, so the Rabbanan only prohibited them in certain ways, not other ways. So we'll see the different shitas as we go through. Tosis explains the order, why we're ending with Yom Kippur. He says, the septa started with 7 days before Yom Kippur, then the night of Yom Kippur, then the Seder Avodas Hayom, right? And now we're going back to the Isurim that apply during the day. So Mar says, "Yidu for Chatzishir." So Mar says, "Honlech leman diomer Chatzishir osur min haTorah." That's good. Yom HaKippurim osur if you eat a Chatzishir or you drink a Chatzishir. It's not chayiv kares, but it's osur. That's good according to the man diomer who holds that Chatzishir is osur min haTorah. So it's osur min haTorah. El leman diomer Chatzishir mutter min haTorah. Michael Lemaimer, according to the man diomer who says a Chatzishir is mutter min haTorah, lechora we think now you're allowed to eat a Chatzishir. It's not osur. So if you eat a shear, it's chayiv. If you eat less than a shear, it's mutter. So where's the osur? According to Man Yomar, who says chatzi shear is osur min haTorah, it's talking about a chatzi shear, and it's osur. It's not chayiv, it's only osur. To Itmar, where is this machlokus of chatzi shear? Chatzi shear, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, osur min haTorah, Rish Lakish Omer, mutter min haTorah. Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shear is osur min haTorah, and Rish Lakish holds it's mutter min haTorah. So ha nichol Rabbi Yochanan, el Rish Lakish ma'ikav neimar. How do we learn the Mishnah according to Reish Lakish? If Chatzishir is mutter, then where's the Osir over here? Either you're Chayiv if you ate a Shir, or it's mutter if you ate a Chatzishir. Where it says, Moder Reish Lakish Osir mit the Rabbanan. Right? The Reish Lakish also agreed it's Osir. It's Osir mit the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds Chatzishir is Osir mit haTorah, and Reish Lakish holds only Osir mit the Rabbanan. Where it says, Hachi lo nechayiv alei korban shvua. If that's the case, according to Reish Lakish, if it's Osir min Rabbanan, you shouldn't be chayiv a korban shvuah, right, if you were made a shvuah on a chatzis shir. Because even though it's not osur min haTorah, but it's osur min haRabbanan. Al matzvan, we'll see, we'll be mefarish what that means. It says in the Mishnah, shvuah shlo ochal. A person made a shvuah, I'm not going to eat. V'ochal mevelus a trefish gotzim or a mashim, chayiv. And he ate things that were osur to eat. Nevelus, trefish, gotzim, mamashim. So he's over his shvuah. That's called eating. And therefore, he's chayiv of a korban. Korban shvuah. Okay? The Rabbi Shimon poter. And Rabbi Shimon holds your poter from a korban. V'havinen bo amai chayiv, l'chora, why should you be chayiv of a korban, mushmu v'omim bar Sinai? Forget about his shvuah. He already has a shvuah from Har Sinai. He's not allowed to eat these things. Zayin shvuah, chalal shvuah. A shvuah can't take effect on another shvuah. And since you already are also with these things, it's as if you took a shvuah on Har Sinai not to eat them. So now another shvuah can't be chal. So why are you chayiv a korban shvuah? Tomorrow says, Hor Rabu Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan d'amrei b'kol ol dvorim ha-mutorim im dvorim ho-asurim. Right? Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan hold that the Mishnah is talking in a case where you made a shvuah and you included things that were aser and things that were mutter. Since the shvuah was chal on the things that are mutter, it's chal also on the things that are aser. Just like we have the klal of ein iser chal al iser. But the iser kolel, where the iser is kolel, things that are aser and mutter. Since it's chal on the mutter, it's chal on the iser also, according to some opinions. Same thing over here. Ein shvuah chal al shvuah. But where the shvuah can be chal partially and part can't, the whole thing is chal. So I made sure I'm not going to eat matzah and I'm not going to eat nevela altogether. I'm not eating matzah and nevela. So since it's chal, it got me the matzah, which I'm not mushba va'omeid not to eat matzah right during the year. So it's chal on the nevelas and trefas too. That's how Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan learned. Reish Lakish Omer, Iatamotzi elam beforish chatzishir v'aliva the rabbanan obistam v'aliva the Rabbi Akiva. Okay, we'll leave this for tomorrow. But Reish Lakish says it's talking where you said specifically, I'm not going to eat a chatzishir, and since chatzishir is mutter min haTorah, right? So you're not also to eat nevelus and treifas. So the shvuah wasn't mehar Sinai. So you're not mushba va'omed. Shalomai. Therefore, the shvuah is chal. I Reish Lakish says also mit rabbanan. Right? And it's the Gemara is going to say, since it's only awesome at the Rabbanim, and at Torah it's mutter, you're not mushba. We'll see that. Okay, let's hold it for tomorrow, for Sunday. And Sunday we'll see that there's a kasha from here on the Rambam sheet, the Legabi Yisurim, the Rabbanim.